Well, welcome everybody in the Shrine Room and on Zoom. This is wonderful because it's 0 degrees outside and very cold and snowy and not very accommodating to go outside. So I'm very grateful to all of you who came here. This is really great. So these songs of realization originated with Milarepa 1,000 years ago, and he wrote many songs, and the words have been retained, but the melodies have been lost over the years. But Kempo Rinpoche, who is on our shrine, where is he? Second over there, resuscitated these songs in his teaching, and ask his students and translators to come up with melodies as he would recite these songs. And so the tradition was born that a lot of Kempo Rinpoche's translators, particularly Jim Scott, who is the major melody maker, I think, but there were others, Ari Goldfield as well, came up with these spontaneous melodies. And over the years, then they've been organized into several different versions of the songbook, and we've been singing them. So Kempo Rinpoche was Punlop Rinpoche's main guru, and when Punlop Rinpoche started his own sangha, he took over the tradition of singing these songs. So they've been passed now from Kempo Rinpoche's Sangha Marpa Foundation to Nalanda Bodhi. And Nalanda Bodhi Punlop Rinpoche has also written some of these songs, and along with his translators, Tyler Dewar and Chris Stagg. And so now we have a really wonderful collection of songs from various people, from Milarepa. Kempo Rinpoche created some, Punlop Rinpoche, and we even have one from the Dalai Lama too. So this tradition of singing and songs keeps growing and becoming more richer all the time. And so that's where the original inspiration came from. So we have a bunch of songs that we're going to sing today, many from Kempo Rinpoche, many from Milarepa, and some from Kempo Rinpoche and so forth, and Punlop Rinpoche. So I picked out a collection of different songs that are both contemplative and kind of fun as well. So let's begin. Okay. The first song that we're going to do is one from Milarepa. It's page 1 in that old song book and page 13 in the new book, if you have it. And the commentary says, after practicing for a long time in barren caves, only eating nettles to the extent that his body turned green, the Jetson's experiences began to be blocked. Opening a scroll given to him by his guru, Marpa Lokzawa, he found it contained instructions for turning negative conditions into the path. When Milarepa had one sip of beer offered to him by his sister, Peta, and former fiance, can't read that, all hindrances were removed and his realization increased tremendously. He then sang this song of realization. So it's called A Song of Meaningful Connections. At your feet, oh Marpa, from Lodra, I bow down. Grant your blessing that this beggar will stay in natural retreat. That your stalwart benefactors are so fondly gathered here makes the right connection for fulfilling the two concerns. When his body hard to get there, so easily decayed, gets the nourishment it needs, it will flourish and be full of health. When the pollen from the flowers growing in the solid ground, and the honeydew of raindrop falling from the deep blue sky. Come together, this connection is of benefit to be. But what gives this link is meaning is when Dharma is included too. When a body that's illusioned by its parent nursed to life, and the guiding instructions from a Lama who's reliable. Come together, this connection brings the practice of Dharma to life. But what gives this link its meaning is when persevering heart bone beat. When a cave in a rock in a valley with no human being, and someone really practicing without hypocrisy. Come together, this connection can fulfill your every need. But what gives this link its meaning is known as the emptiness. When a Milarepa's practice of endurance in meditation, and those from the three realms who have the quality of faith, come together, this connection brings about the good of being. But what gives this link its meaning is compassion in a noble heart. When a skillful meditator meditating in the wilderness, and a skillful benefactor providing the wherewithal. Come together, the connection leads to both gaining Buddhahood. But what gives this link its meaning is to dedicate the merit. When an excellent Lama endowed with compassionate heart, and an excellent student with endurance in meditation, come together, this connection makes the teaching accessible. Well, what gives this link its meaning is the Sama it brings about. When the gift of Abhisheka with its blessing that works so fast, and the fervent trusting prayer where you're praying it will come to you. Come together, this connection, get your prayer well answered soon. But what gives this link its meaning? A little bit of luck might help. Oh, Master Vajradhara, the essence of Akshobhya, you know my joys and sorrows and what this beggar's going through. Thank you. Yeah, that's a special one. We like to play at the beginning of sessions. Sometimes when Rinpoche comes, we welcome him with the song because it's the beginning, establishing a meaningful connection. So that's a good one. That's a fun one. As many of you know, but some of you might not, we are descendants of the lineages of both Kagyu and Nyingma. Ponlap Rinpoche grew up at the feet of the 16th Karmapa, who was the head of the Kagyu lineage, so he has that. And Kempo Rinpoche was also pretty much a Kagyu guru, so he's got that strong connection, very strong, you know, marinated in the in the Kagyu teachings for many years. But also, he is the seventh incarnation of the Dzogchen Punlem Rinpoche, who is a Nyingma teacher. And in the Nyingma lineage, Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, who is that man there, was the head of the Nyingma lineage and was also a primary guru to Punlep Rinpoche. And he received many, many teachings from Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche. So we, in Nalanda Bodhi, as well as the Shambhala tradition, also came from the two lineages combined, Nyingma and Kagyu. And so, so we embody both these lineages, and it's great to take songs from both sides of things. So the one we just did was from Milarepa, who was one of the main gurus of the Kagyu lineage. And the next one we're going to do is called the Guru Rinpoche Prayer. And Guru Rinpoche, also known as Padmakara, Padmasambhava, and many other names, brought the Nyingma tradition to Tibet. So he's really considered, he was the first major teacher to bring Buddhism to Tibet, and was even before Milarepa and the Kagyu lineage. So this is even the older tradition, the ancient tradition of Tibetan Buddhism. And so the Guru Rinpoche prayer is a very important one for us in our lineage. Because Guru Rinpoche is the central figure in the Nyingma lineage, and this particular song embodies many teachings of the Nyingma lineage and various schools of Buddhism like the Madhyamaka and Yogacara. It talks about the boundary between perceiver and perceived and where that is. You know, normally in our normal world, it's obvious that, you know, what's inside is inside and what's outside is outside. But when you get into looking at it further, it's perception. Does perception go into the outside and pull the outside in, or is there a solid wall between perceiver and perceived? This song explores that notion of the unsolidity, the insubstantiality of that boundary between inside and outside, and one of the primary teachings of the Yogacara tradition of Mahayana. So, so here we go, Guru Rinpoche prayer. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitant appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness. To the guru for whom desire frees itself, to Urjin Pema Jungne I supplicate. All these sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness. Past all thought, beyond imagination, sounds are empty, unarisen, and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. To the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. to urgent permissione I supplicate. All these movements of mine towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the Guru for whom awareness frees itself, to Ujjan Pamujungne I supplicate. Grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind, the mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of these, clear light will come to recognize its own faith. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine be free. Right. Thank you. It's such a beautiful song. I love the melody too. It's just great. Yeah. So the next one we're going to do is one of our favorites in the Landa Bodhi, page 120 in the old book, and 203 in the new book. And this is called All These Forms. This is one by Kempo Rinpoche. And it talks about the four types of emptiness, four levels of emptiness. Of course, emptiness, there's only one type of emptiness, but every form has the same kind of emptiness. But there are four different perceptions that can embody this emptiness. The first is appearance, and that the first verse talks about forms and appearance emptiness. The second is sound and emptiness, but sound also encompasses thinking. So sound, words, the cognitive process is the second type of emptiness that this song talks about. And then the third type is feelings. And these, all of these three forms, cognitive phenomena and feelings are phenomena that we experience, but they are transformed in the meditative process. They are transformed into the wisdom of, so they're not just ordinary forms. They're transformed in the process of meditation into these different forms of wisdom. And so the third type of feeling is transformed into bliss. And bliss emptiness is the essence of all sorts of feelings. And the fourth kind of emptiness is called awareness emptiness, which is when all the others are stripped away, when forms, cognitive and feelings are gone, what's left? Well, something is left. And what it is basic awareness of Rigpa in the Nyingma tradition, Mahamudra in the Kagyu tradition. And that type of emptiness is awareness emptiness, which is the basic underlying awareness of all phenomena. So it's a nice lively song. So here we go. All these forms appear in emptiness, like a rainbow with a shining glow. In the reaches of appearance emptiness, just let go, go where no mind go. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll. In the reaches of sound and emptiness, just let go, go where no mind go. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the reaches of bliss and emptiness, just let go, go where no mind go. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the reaches of awareness, emptiness, let awareness go, oh, where no mind go. Let awareness go, oh, where no mind go. Thank you. Thank you. That's a fun song. Really great. The next one what we'll do is a little ditty that's only a few lines long. And there's a few of these in this list today. These songs, this one was, I think it was a part of a larger Milarepa song. But this was written by Kempo Rinpoche. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sung. That's right. Sung spontaneously by Dechen Rongdrol, Kempo Rinpoche, on the road from the Denver International Airport in Boulder, October 21st, 2004. Okay. That's right.
Page number?
It's not in the book. So if you can see that, I'm not sure if you can see that. Three times. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. All righty. The next one is on page 11.
That was a nice one for Kempo. He's celebrating his 90th.
That's right, his 90th birthday in March. Yes. This is called The Prayer of Solemn Commitment. This was also a Milarepa song. And it's really to his gurus. His guru is Marpa, but Marpa's guru is Naropa, and so Naropa is mentioned in the song. So this is Milarepa's prayer to his gurus. Lord Naropa's lineage, son of the freedom path, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain retreat. With the demon of worldly distraction not distracting, may meditative concentration grow. Without getting caught in attachment to Shamatha's pool, may Vipassana's flowers burst into open bloom. With elaboration, stress and strain not stirring, may the foliage of simplicity spread its leaves. With no germ of double mind in my retreat, may the fruit experience and realization mature. The demon family powerless to obstruct, may I gain final certainty, understanding my mind. On the path of skillful means, uncurbed by doubts, may the son find a way to follow in his father's footsteps. Compassionate master, the essence of Akshobhya, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain retreat. Lovely song, very devotional and meditative, really great. Love it a lot. Okay, the next one we're going to do is another lively song called The Five Poisons Self-Liberated. This song was, the words were written long time ago by Zapatro Rinpoche, but the translation and arrangements and melody were done by Punlop Rinpoche in conjunction with his two main translators, Chris Stagg and Tyler Dewar. Chris unfortunately died about 5 years ago, soon after actually composing this melody. And so this, we always think of him when we sing this, because it was embodied him perfectly. So, okay. Also, the Five Poisons Self-Liberated talked about our emotions, the kleshas, starting with anger, pride, desire, jealousy, and delusion, and talks about how these five poisons are transformed into the five wisdoms.
What page?
It's not in the book, unfortunately, so it's on the screen if you can see it from that distance. If not, you can sing along with the chorus, which is very easy. So, okay, here we go. Don't chase the object of your anger. Just look at the angry mind. Anger self-arisen and self-liberating, the clarity, emptiness, nature. Clarity, emptiness, it to nothing but mere like wisdom. In anger, self-liberated, shout out the six syllable. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't fixate on the object of your pride. Just look at the fixating mind. Hot stuff is self-arisen and self-liberated, the original emptiness nature. Original emptiness, it's nothing but the wisdom of equality within pride, self-liberated. Shout up the six syllable. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't cling to the object of desire. Just look at the clinging mind. Clinging, self-arisen and self-liberated, the bliss, emptiness, nature. Bliss, emptiness, it's nothing but discriminating wisdom in desire, self-liberated. Shout out the six syllable. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't chase the object of jealousy. Look at the examining mind. Examining self-arisen and self-liberated, the intellect, emptiness, nature. Intellect, emptiness, it's nothing but accomplishing wisdom in jealousy, self-liberated. Shout out the six syllable. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't be dense about the object of delusion. Just look at delusion itself. All thoughts are self-arisen and self-liberated. The awareness, emptiness, nature. Awareness, emptiness, it's nothing but Dharma, Dhatu, wisdom in delusion, self-liberated. Shout out the six syllable. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Once more. Om Mani Padme Hum, yeah. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. All right. That's awesome. And Om Mani Padme Hum is the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, if you don't know. So yeah, that's a great one. Really good. Okay. Next, we will, let's see, we'll do another one of these short little things. And this one is excerpted from a longer song by Milarepa. And it goes like this. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Three times. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Great. Ah, let go and relax. Okay, all right. So now, this next one is actually a series of songs on page 116 in the old book and 323 in the new book. The first one will is the four-line song, and we'll sing that three times. This is a song that our precious Lama Tempa likes to sing as a dedication at the end of his teachings. So we'll sing that three times, and then we'll move on to the other parts, which are all short little things. And these are from various places. The first one is a Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, and then a Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way, and then a Shantideva's Guide to Bodhisattva's Conduct. So all of these are from various sources and translated and arranged by Jim Scott and Ari Goldfield of the Marpa Foundation, Kempo Rinpoche's Sangha. Okay. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth, and that's how living. That's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Gandharvas are ghosts, they're ghost-like creatures. So when we say city of Gandharvas, it's like a ghost town. That's how it's been explained. Yes.
There are two ways of seeing everything. The perfect way and the false way. So each and everything that can ever be found holds to nature's within. And what does perfect seeing see? It sees the suchness of all things, and false seeing sees the relative truth. This is what the perfect Buddha said. Then wanders each dreamlike beings, what are they? If analyzed, are like a banana tree. One cannot make definitive distinction between transcending misery and not. Oh, okay. Yeah, the banana tree is a tree that you peel it, you peel the bark off, and you peel more bark off, and you peel it off, and when you get to the end, there's nothing there. So it's all bark and no tree, really. Okay, next one. Another short one. These are all lovely little songs. These are from the Sutra of the Noble Collection and the King of Samaja Sutra, the King of Samadhi Sutra. Okay. Know the five skandhas. Wait a minute. Know the five skandhas. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that everything is real. This is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. All the images conjured up by a magician, the horses, elephants, and chariots in his illusion. Whatever may appear there, know that none of it is real. And it's just like that for everything there is. All right. The next one we'll do is also one of our favorites. It's called The 18 Kinds of Yogic Joy, and it's on page 32 in the old book. And oops, I'm not sure what it is in the new book. For those of you online that have the new book, what is it? 32 in the old book, right. 32 in the old book, and in the new book, I don't know. Anyway, this is another song by Milarepa when some of his disciples came and to him and asked him, how can you possibly endure this challenges of living in a cave and eating nettles and dealing with illnesses and all of these things? And this is a song that he composed in response to that. And we sing this many times when, before we do these, sometimes in when we come together in our conferences, like our Sangha retreat or Natartha Institute, we do these physical yoga postures that Kempo Rinpoche taught, called Lujung. And when we, before we do the Lujung postures, we always sing these songs. So it's usually sung standing up and people are swaying about and sometimes dancing. And so 18 kinds of yogic joy. I bow at the feet of the genuine guru. Because of merit gathered, I've met this Lord. Guru with his prophecy is what has brought me here. My comfortable castle, this wooded mountain range, is a meadowland so beautiful and bloom. The trees are dancing in the midst of all the trees. This is a place of play, where the monkeys and the langurs play, a place where birds speak in bird-like tongues, a land of flying bees on gentle wings, where day runs into night and rainbow painting shine, summer runs into winter, a light drizzle fall. Autumn runs into springtime, the mist comes rolling in a solitary place like this. I, the yogi Milarepa, am feeling very clear, light well, meditating on emptiness mind. When I get a lot of stuff coming up, I feel extremely well. When the highs roll into lows, feels even better still. Feels so good to be a human being without the karmic deeds. When confusion gets complicated, I feel extremely well. Fearsome visions getting worse and worse, feels even better still. Glaciers, birth and death and freedom from those is a good way to feel. The bullies getting worse and worse, I feel extremely well. When there's not a painful illness in sight, feels even better still. The suffering being bliss, feels so good that feeling bad feels good. Since the true core comes from what I am, it feels extremely good. To leap and run about is dance, feels even better still. To be a king of speech with a treasury of song feels good. The words are like the buzzing of bees, feels extremely good. That the sound it makes is merit collecting, feels even better still. It's good and of the confidence and strength of mind. It develops on its own by its own force, feels extremely good. What comes out looking like a hodgepodge feels even better still. This happy experience song by a yogi carefree is for you who believe in what you're doing here to take along with you. That's Milarepa. Trollkor is a form of these physical exercises that are done usually with subtle body, with prana, with breath and chakras, and yeah. So he's saying all of that, all of those deliberate things that we do are all part of basic being. Yeah. Okay. The next one is also not in the book. This was composed by the Dalai Lama and set to music by the One Village Music Project. In our gatherings this year, 2023, our Nalanda Bodhi Sangha Retreat and the Tartha Institute, we used this song at the end of the sessions as a dedication. So it's really, really nice little song. Every day, every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive, I have a precious human life. I'm not gonna waste it. Isn't that lovely? Beautiful. Yeah. Really lovely. Okay, so the next ones we're going to do are our longevity supplications for Kempo Rinpoche and Punlamp Rinpoche. And these are also they're in the book somewhere. I'm not sure where, but they are on the screen, so you can follow along there. So first, a longevity supplication for Kempo Saltram Gamso Rinpoche. You who shine with the radiance of intelligence, skillful play. You are a fertile field of excellent qualities. You manifest an ocean of Dharma with each point clear and distinct. In all tender actions, a melodious sound of your song reverberates. You sing the songs of the deep meaning of the view and meditation. Genuine spiritual friend, may your feet continue their playful dance. We beg you to always remain. And for Dzogchen Punlap Rinpoche. In the Yana of Samantabhadra, the essence of the ocean of scriptures is the definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the sea seeker great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings and the scriptures. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. And finally, dedication, the Nalanda Aspiration. This was composed by Punla Pimpuche for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha, so we always do it at the very end. Nalanda, the world's supreme adornment, you're the source of the noble land of India's learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the five fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful diligence, in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment. So that's it.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure and delight to present these songs, and I hope you all enjoy it. And we're doing this once a month on the second Sunday, so I hope you can return next month and join us again. We'll have a different set of songs. So thank you all.
Thank you, Michael. Good singing.
Bye bye. Bye everybody.
Thank you. Merci.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Real son.
Real son.
All right.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.